praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. We do want to continue to remember all of our young folks that will be traveling and be out and about on this week, that the Lord will touch them and be with them and have a great time of in midwinter, and that the presence and power of the Lord will move. And I know this morning I talked about one of the times when the Lord was telling the Pharisees basically was saying that when you are blind to yourself is when you are in danger the most. And it's so true when we look at others, and everybody has faults, and everybody has mistakes, and everybody has things. And no matter what it is, you can find something to be critical about. Not that anybody is or has or does. It's in our nature. and that's why pride is in our nature, a sense of whether it's our status or the number of years we've had the Holy Ghost or our trying to live for God and what we've done. And yet the Lord's desire is for all of us to be like Him. And that desire means that He wants us to let the Holy Ghost flow. And that's what the power is. Because the law could not do, could not save us. The law could not make us be willing to obey. The law is called a schoolmaster because it basically teaches us when we've gotten off track, and it shows us our need for God. And an individual may say, "Well, Pastor, I don't have any needs. I don't come well with a need. I'm all put together." Well, you're by your very nature. The Bible talks by our nature we were children of wrath. And I read to you what Simon Peter wrote in the fourth chapter, and you start and you can read his several verses, but he says, "The end of all things is at hand." So he's saying that this is the end of the hour. This is the end of the age. And if there was ever a time in this hour that we cannot allow ourselves to get off track, we cannot allow our heart, our emotions to overwhelm us. And I know the enemy's job is to instill fear and anxiety and frustration and hopelessness and helplessness and all of those words that feel like, you know, there's nothing we can do, and that somehow God has lost control. I'm here to tell you, God hasn't lost control, and He's on the job right now. And it is up to us, as Simon said, to be sober, or to not allow, whenever it talks about sober, not just in a intoxicated manner, that I would throw all cares to the world, but in a sense of, you know, it's almost like we're living in a society where nothing else matters but me, and nothing else matters but how I feel and what I want and how I am. And we have that sense of you know, I'm going to just do what I want to do, and I think the Lord wants me to do. Well, he said, be sober, be able to be circumspect, watch, look around. And then he uses the phrase, and watch unto prayer. And so here he is. What are you watching for? What are you watching for? Well, this could be the day the Lord comes. This could be the year the Lord comes. What are you watching for? I'm watching for every opportunity to witness. I'm watching for every opportunity to pray. I'm watching for every opportunity to be a lighthouse. I'm watching for everything, anytime I can, somehow make an impact, maybe on my neighbors, maybe on someone I meet. What are you doing? I'm watching. I'm alert. I'm circumspect. I'm looking around. And plus, I guess the greatest person to keep an eye on is this old boy here. When I say, Lord, I need you. I need your help. You can say, well, Pastor, I got the world whipped and I am able to do. No, Simon said, watch unto prayer. And then, of course, we read what this morning, what David said. He says, for in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou will hear, O Lord my God, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slips, they magnify themselves against me. He was talking about, he had said earlier, create in me a clean heart. What was he saying? He was saying, I don't want to let my foot slip. I don't want to have at anything. I know sometimes folks are almost excited whenever, you know, they can cause a problem, or we have a problem, or the world has been problems or chaos. But you know what? I am so thankful that no matter what comes our way, the Lord is still going to reign supreme. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. If I need him, he is able to be there, and he's willing to cleanse me and touch me. And that's what they were singing about, the power of the Holy Ghost. It was prophesied in the Old Testament, whenever Micah would say, I look unto the Lord, God, hear me. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. And then I read to you the New Testament, where Paul said in Philippians that we look for the Savior. Who's going to do what? Change me. That's the key. Lord, change me, that if I could be fashioned unto his glorious body. Why? Because it's not in my nature to want to pray. It's not in my nature to want to fast. I kind of want to do what I want to do. Amen. Whose idea is this anyway? Whose idea is this? I should worship. Whose idea is it that I should praise God, raise my hand? Well, there's something about it. Making myself do that every once in a while gets me into the flow of the Holy Ghost. And I say, well, Lord, yes, I know. You say, well, I don't have to do it. I can sit quiet. I realize that. I don't have to pray. I understand. I don't have to fast. I got it. But you know what? Sometimes when you do, it opens you up that I could then look at myself and say, oh, boy, you do need to fast. I've been with you a couple days. You better learn how to back away from it. What are you doing? I'm watching and praying. And it's not part of my nature, but yet we have the promise that he will change our vile body. No, it's not in my nature. And I didn't read it because it's almost too depressing, but you read the verses that say the works of the flesh are these. And it doesn't matter what you want to read out of those verses, but there's some terrible things. You say, well, I'd never do that. I would never. Are you flesh? Right. You would. If you don't keep the flow of the Holy Ghost cleansing you out and touching you and strengthening you, you say, well, Pastor, I would never do it. Well, yeah. That's why Paul wrote in Ephesians, we read this was our last verse this morning, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past you walked according to the prince of the power of this world, the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. You say, oh, Pastor, I would never disobey my parents. I would never disobey. Oh, it's in all of us. You haven't parented until you run across it. And it can happen at a very young age. And you have it, you can, it'll well up against you. You say, oh, pastor, it's a spirit that works in the children of disobedience on whom we used to talk like them. Our conversation in times past was in our lust, our desires, or what I wanted to do, what how I want to be, what I want out of life. And I've had people I've talked to, and they'll say, but I don't think the Lord wants me. And I'm thinking, wow. You know what the Lord wants from you? It sounds like it's what you want. I want to be this. I want to have that. I want to do that. And yet that's how our conversation is until we learn how to say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. I'm going to submit myself to the touch of the Holy Ghost. I want your presence. I get up every morning and say, Lord, I need your spirit to lead and guide. I need your direction. I need your protection. I need your help this morning. It's not about what I want. It's not about my job. It's not about my. It's about I need the Lord in my life. And as long as I have that attitude, because by nature we were the children of wrath. He goes on in Ephesians and says, but God, that's powerful juxtaposition. Notice that in that, here it is in that third verse. We are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Don't ever believe that your nature is anything other than that. You can say by nature everybody's good and everybody loves each other. You can keep believing that. And not Brother Rogers, but Mr. Rogers has a place for you in his neighborhood. Because that's where you'll have to live. Because you can't hardly go into a parking lot and wait on somebody to back out and somebody else, you know, come up and, You can't drive very far and somebody feel a little wrath, huh? Feel a little anger. And you're not even talking to them. I was sitting at a parking lot today. I went by the store, and this lady was getting ready to back out, and I put my blinker on, and there was no other car coming in the other direction. And I just sat there and backing out. Another car turned down the aisle, came up, put its blinker on, and the lady looked at me like, are you going to let me have this? I said, okay. I mean, I thought, I don't want to get into a war right here in the middle of the, I need to walk. The Lord said, you should park out a little further and walk. Oh, pastor, by nature, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. What quickened Christ? That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That's what they were singing about. That's not the end of the story. You can have that same spirit that helped Jesus get up out of the grave, is able to transform you, is able to change you, is able to fill you with his presence. Amen. Quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and has raised us up together, just like it raised up Christ. That same spirit dwells in us, hath raised us up together, made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It's not of yourselves, lest any man would boast. It is the gift of God, not of works. I am so thankful that you can't earn the Holy Ghost. You can't have me shake your hand and give you the Holy Ghost. I can't say you're now saved, but there is a presence, a spirit that comes straight from the throne of God that is able to change your mortal body. He's able to quicken you. He's able to fill you until you begin to speak forth in a heavenly language. Out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living water. I know. We sang about it. We're Pentecostal in experience, apostolic in doctrine. Why? Because that same spirit that these apostles had and Paul received, and he was, I read to you this morning the verses where he said, "Oh King, I was on my way to Damascus and a light shone down and knocked me down. And I heard a voice saying, you can't kick against the pricks." And I'm telling you that there was, he went in and the Lord sent a preacher and laid his hands on him. And so Paul received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And yet Paul realized, he said, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am what? I'm flesh." And that's one of the reasons why we're fasting. That's one of the reasons why we're doing a few things, because I am flesh. That's why I take a little time this week to pray in the morning, because I am flesh. And I am sold under sin. And probably every one of us can quote the scripture, "For that which I do, I allow not. That for what I would, that do I not." In other words, I don't always do what I wanted to do. But what I hate, that do I. And if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin. He had received the Holy Ghost. He had been baptized in Jesus' name, and he says, "Sin dwells in me." You say, "Oh, well, Pastor, I don't ever have sin." Well, if you have a little flesh. But that's what I was saying this morning about, can't you see? The Lord keeps opening my eyes. That's what it's all about. Lord, show me where I need to pray through. Show me what I need to get under control. Show me what I need to work on. Oh, I don't want to work on anything. I don't want to have anything. Tell me. Well, Paul was saying, and you read here what he's trying to tell them. He says, "For I know that it is that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing." And so when someone tells me, you know, "I'm doing fine, I'm doing great," and they're not staying with the flow of the Holy Ghost through, you know what I know? That they're not. They're blind. I'm not being critical. I'm saying it's for me too. "For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more that I do it, but that what? Sin that dwells in me." And so he says, "I find then a law, that is when I would do good, evil is present. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." That's what it's all about, is getting the inward man renewed day by day. That's why we say, "Create in me a clean heart. Fill me up with your presence." That's why we say, "Come and let's pray through and then get a touch of the Holy Ghost." That's why every service, it's, "Lord, touch us, touch our hearts, touch our mind." What? Because we are in a war. We're in warfare. You say, "Well, I'm not fighting any enemy." Well, the biggest enemy that I have to fight is this old boy right here. That's what fasting is all about. That's what praying is all about. It's helping fight my flesh and make it realize I'm going to submit myself to the will of God. I'm going to submit myself to doing something for God. And because it wars against the law of my mind, and it tries to bring me into captivity, the law of sin, which is in my members. And then Paul said it like this, "Oh, wretched man that I am." I mean, he calls himself, and I don't know if you've ever felt that way. If you've ever thought, "Man, why can't I get it straight? Why can't I get it conquered? Why can't I do better?" It's not bad to feel that way. Paul felt that way. But what did he do? He said, "Who shall deliver me from this body of this death?" Then he has the answer. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that with the mind I serve the law of God and with the flesh the law of sin. And what happens when I come into his presence and he begins to wash me and I feel what I felt here tonight and I touch the Lord in the prayer room, then I realize there is no condemnation to them which are after Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. What are you saying? I'm saying that the Lord washes, he forgives, he opens my, feels my heart with his love and his presence, his grace. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. That's why if there was ever a time for us to pursue the presence of Almighty God and walk after the Spirit, I want to stay full of the Spirit. I want to have the Spirit flowing every service. I want to feel the Spirit of God all the time. For they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this year, I don't know what we're going to go through. I don't know what we're going to face. We've already started the year, 40 days. We're trying to get a hold of the fire. That's why we called it 40 days of fire. Why? Because we want to stay full of the Spirit this year. And we want to walk after the Spirit. Oh, Pastor, but you don't know what's going to happen in the flesh. You don't know what's going to come our way. I know that. But one thing I do know is that that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is able to quicken us, our hearts. It's able to bring me through any storm. I want to keep watching and praying. I want to keep looking and saying, okay, Pastor, you better get yourself under control. Why? I want you to stay full of the Spirit. I want you this year to stay full of the Spirit and overflowing. Every service ought to be just what tonight is, that where there's rivers of living water. Because if you're here tonight and you say, I've been trying to battle my flesh and my habits and I can't seem to get a grip, I can't seem to conquer it, I want to tell you, you will never conquer it. You're never going to conquer your flesh. Oh, Pastor, you're depressing. There's only one thing that'll conquer that. Staying full of the Spirit. By your own power and your own might. What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, the law of the Spirit's able to do. That's why we stay full of the Spirit. You say, Pastor, I'm gonna try to be better. I'm gonna try to do right this year. I'm gonna try to. You know what? If you don't have a flow of the Holy Ghost, I hate to tell you, but you're gonna get frustrated. Because what Paul said was, the more I want to do what's right, huh? Okay, I'm going to do what's right. The more you try in yourself, the more you feel like you're coming up against a brick wall. But oh, coming into the presence of the Lord one night. And you say, well, then that'll carry me. No, Paul had to say it like this. You know what I got to learn? I got to die every day. I got to get up again and mortify my flesh and say, Lord, help me through today. I need your presence to guide me today. I need your Spirit to help me today, Lord. I know I can't make this on my own today, Lord. I know that in my flesh there is not one good thing, but oh, through the Spirit. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Let's stand. Hallelujah. What we're doing around here is saying, Lord, we want to keep the Spirit flowing. Why? Because that's the only way we're going to make it this year. Hallelujah. Let's come. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, tonight is a great night to get it. If you've never been baptized,
who
in
is
Jesus
like
name,
you, Lord,
come,
in all the
water's ready,
earth.
We'll baptize you. Oh, hallelujah. You can have
just
that
love
same
and beauty
that
in
raised
this
Jesus
world
from the dead. Hallelujah.